In 1984, the first ever version of Tetris that ran on an emulator of the Soviet DVK-2 computer was made by Alexei Pajitnov. Alexei Pajitnov was working for Doronitsyn Computing Center of the Academy of Science of the Soviet Union in Moscow, Russia. So what is Tetris, and how did it get its name? The name Tetris comes from the Greek prefix tetra, and one of the sports hobbies, tennis. Alexei Pajitnov said that tennis was his favorite sport. The tetra in Greek comes with numerical prefix of 4. It comes with the use of 4 cells of polyominoes, which represent tetrominoes. It is often called tetriminoes in Tetris. It is a geometric shape that is composed of 4 squares, which is connected orthogonally. So, do we all love Tetris? Some do, and some not. Let's just say I love Tetris. I played it when I was a kid. It's a phenomenal puzzle video game that was originally published and designed by the one and only Soviet Russian video game designer, Alexei Pajitnov, with the help of Vladimir Pokilko. It was said to be one of the best-selling games in all time. It had many sales during its franchise. And due to its popularity of this game in Russia, the first ever entertainment software to be exported is from Russia to United States. It had very great series and chronicles that it was licensed to 2 rival game companies, Nintendo and Sega. IGN says that Tetris is listed as one of the greatest games of all time, and people say it's the hardest game ever, but some were going for their high scores. So, are they right or are they wrong? Let's find out if Tetris is the greatest game ever. So let's talk about Nintendo Entertainment System and Game Boy version of Tetris in 1989. First, you have to push the start button to advance the game. It just happens in every old consoles when you're playing it. The Super Nintendo, the Nintendo, and Game Boy. It leads you to game options, Game A and Game B. Game A is an endless marathon mode, and Game B is clearing 25 lines to clear the game. You can also select levels 0 to 9 with control pad, but in Game B, you push A or B to switch the settings. For the height, you can alter it by 0 to 5. It represents a pile of blocks. The controls of this game are very easy for most consoles. A is counterclockwise and B is clockwise rotation. In addition, the control pads are simple, left and right to move the Tetris blocks left and right, while the down button is the soft drop. And remember, you have to mind the gap for the blocks. When the blocks touch the bottom of the stacked blocks or the ground, it locks in place and the next block comes out. Supposedly, there are 10 blocks wide and there are about 20 blocks high. In Game Boy, the height is 16 blocks high, and there are 7 types of Tetris blocks in game, and the random Tetris blocks fall down to the ground. The objective of the game is to manipulate these blocks by moving each one sideways and rotating the Tetris blocks, so they form a solid horizontal line with no gaps. No gaps. And when a line is formed, it disappears and any blocks above it fall down to fill the space. The lists of forming lines are single, double, triple, and Tetris. Tetris represents clearing four lines at a time. And if you want it to happen, you need an eye block to appear on this game. There is a 1 out of 7 chance to make the eye block to appear. Mind the gap first and drop it exactly where it's supposed to go. And then you earn many points. For starting at level 0, they fall at slowest speed. And there are 10 lines to clear the level. Every level you have to pass is 10 lines. And it goes on and on and on. Every time you clear 10 lines for each level, the Tetris blocks go down a bit faster if you pass a level. And the further you go, the faster the blocks are. And the score gradually increases for every level you proceed. And it depends what level you are on. The higher the levels, the more points you earn. You can risk yourself to go for a high score if you want to go choosing level 9, but it's still fast and insane at the same time. So watch out for consequences. In game B, it's same for consequences for you. And sometimes there isn't a fitting spot you want. If you have an unwanted block, you have no choice to put it another way. And there isn't a single breath you can take on high levels, and there isn't a room to mess up in level 9 and 8 and 7. Plus, you have no time to think. You just keep moving forward. No going back whatsoever. And if you mess up big time, it's game over for you. And the pause screen covers the entire Tetris blocks. It happens in every Tetris game. Developers were assuming that players are cheating by pausing the game, but which block to place? So they think. So they filled out the black screen, but the pause text to make the game fair. If the game is over, sometimes there's a name typing, like some arcade games appear, like the scrolling name letters. The name letters go by letters, symbols, and numbers. A button goes to the next letter, and the B goes back to the previous letter. But the start button finishes the name typing right away. If there's a 6 text limit, if your name has 7 or more letters, it cannot be undone. Unless you have alternative name for short, like Jonathan for John and Alexander for Alex. When years pass by, it happened to appear in almost all video game consoles. It just sold tons of cartridges or physical copies worldwide. How can you not love Tetris when there is a puzzle game that it makes sense for learners eventually? It's a favorite game to players, and it keeps on better and getting better and getting better as years pass by. The graphics and gameplay are improving over time, including new modes and happening in some Tetris games. This game was meant to be spread worldwide, and there's been one question. Is Tetris good for your brain? I don't know the answer, but how long can it spread?